She awoke from her nap on her parents' bed in a room in the center of the silent, small wood frame house. Her immediate thought was to call for her mom, which she did. She heard nothing in return. Becoming concerned by the absence of response and complete silence in the house, she called again and again. Nothing. The small 3-year-old girl cautiously stepped onto the floor and bravely walked into the doorway of the kitchen as she began to cry in fear of being alone. Her eyes searched the room as she called for her mom again, but saw no one and heard nothing. As the small girl continued to cry, she built up the courage to walk farther into the kitchen to peer into the living room. She still saw no one. Still crying and calling for her mom without response, the young child gained enough courage to walk onto the screen porch and peer outside where the automobiles were always parked. Knowing her dad had taken one automobile to work far away for the week, the child looked for the other. It was not there. There were no automobiles there. She then knew she was home alone and began crying hysterically. She quickly ran back into the house, into her parents' bedroom, and climbed back onto their bed. She continued to cry as she wondered how long it would take for her extended family to find her alone and take her home with them. She thought of the possibility of it taking 2 to 3 days. That small 3-year-old girl, Sidoni, immediately believed that her mom had abandoned her. A short time later, which seemed like much longer to that little girl, her mom returned home to find her young daughter crying hysterically for being left alone. Her mom asked what was wrong, as if she did not know. She was well aware of her daughter's fear of being alone, even if she was only alone inside the home with her parents just outside. Her mom explained that she had gone to Sidoni's grandparents' home to wash laundry and insisted she was only gone for a few minutes. The grandparents' home was 3 houses from their home with 2 small pastures between the other homes. Her mom quickly became frustrated with Sidoni for continuing to cry and began to scold her for overreacting because she had not gone far from the home, was not gone for long, and the child was asleep when she left. She expected her to still be asleep when she returned. She seemed to feel the need to defend herself, refusing to consider she had done anything wrong by leaving her 3-year-old child home alone. The small girl's intense fear of abandonment is a strong indication that her mom, within those prior 3 years, had treated her in a manner that caused her to believe that her mom did not want her. Not remembering the first 3 years did not mean Sidoni was not affected by the trauma of them. She definitely was. That was the first of 2 memories retained from that age by Sidoni as she grew older. That feeling of not being wanted by her mom remained as it continued to be confirmed by the way she was treated. There were a couple of other incidents during Sidoni's early childhood in which she believed her mom may have abandoned her. The mom of this child was 20 years of age at this time. She had become a wife and mom of a son at the age of 14, while still a child herself. Because of her adult responsibilities, she had not had the opportunity to finish developing and maturing psychologically as most teenagers. Therefore, there was much she had not learned and did not understand to be successful in those adult roles with those adult responsibilities. She still needed parenting, but no longer had that. In addition, she had repeatedly witnessed physical abuse within her childhood home. She entered into motherhood with issues from that trauma. Sidoni's second memory that she retained as she grew older also occurred at the age of 3. She was very close with her dad, even though he was not around much. He loved and adored her. He was always expressing his love for her with affection. He would also defend her to her mom and protect her from her mom's discipline. He was very loving toward his baby girl, but not his wife or son. With a smile, that father instructed his 3-year-old daughter to say derogatory words to her mom. This had probably been occurring prior to this first memory of this behavior, as it felt normal to this young toddler who had no understanding of the words which she was repeating, nor the meaning of what she was saying. Her mom immediately became upset and angry, but more toward her small child than her husband. Her mom scolded her and threatened her with discipline should she continue to repeat her dad's words, but as always, her dad scolded Sidonie's mom and warned her that she was not to do anything to Sidonie.